This interview is being conducted for Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium Sewer Upgrades in Fort Yukon, Alaska, 2012. The interviewer is Sarah Corbin. Ruth Peterson and Linda Culkin were interviewed in Fort Yukon on August 12th and November 15th, 2012.
And this is the house that burned across the street in my old school.
This is, 1963.
The water house just burnt down here.
That's the one right out here,
yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So that was a water house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what my dad called it because he actually put water in there. He'd get our drinking water from the porcupine in the summer.
And store it in there?
And store it in the water house. Mom's house. Joe Carroll's.
Was next to your mom's house?
Uh-huh.
Was Joe Carroll's. But that's gone now, huh?
Yeah, it burned.
And what was this little building where the green, or like, is that where your smokehouse is now in the greenhouse?
Mm-hmm.
Was that what it was back then?
It was a garage.
A garage.
Mm. Yeah. Remember it was a big tent?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, there's Sarah Henry's house right there, right?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Henry's house.
Behind your mom's house?
Mm-hmm.
And then Boo Boo's house would be further up, huh?
Back in
it's
a little bit.
Not even there.
No, it's not.
Where is that double story house? They must have hadn't built it yet.
In 63?
Boo Boo was born in 60. Oh, they lived over here in this little cabin right across from that one right up here.
Oh.
What was this building? Is that the one that's still out there now, that corrugated shed? No?
No, that's the warehouse. The one that my brother took down.
They took it down for the water line to go right through.
Mm-hmm. Second Avenue is right through here.
So they had to take this down so they could get the water line in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about these buildings? Were these part of your parents' buildings up around here? Or were those where other people lived?
This is the building where the cat house, isn't it? The one that's built into the ground?
Mm-hmm.
See, where's Gordon's old cabin? It's hard to see, huh?
It should have been right there, but then there's other, like JD's and the two stories not there yet.
Okay. How about John Stevens' big old house?
That one must have been there 100 years. It was
got to
be
rather somewhere. Yeah, it has to be. Can you move back this way a little bit?
So this one was a warehouse that came down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, I see the little Hannah's way over here. There's Bomer's cabin. Mm-hmm. They still call it Bomer's cabin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, there's John Stevens' house. That must be the two-story.
It's kind of right behind your house. So that's your house, and you said that little one was Sarah somewhat?
Mm-hmm. Sarah Henry's house. Yeah, it should be right there. Oh, well. Cool.
And what was all this stuff over here on the side of this building? Is this, like, where your house is now is kind of here.
Mm-hmm.
What was this whole area used for by your dad? Just to stack wood, or?
Stack wood, yeah, and store gas. He had a little place back here we called the gas house.
And with... Did he sell gas to folks, too?
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the things he sold?
He sold everything. He bought furs. There's this old red truck.
Is that the one that's back in the woods right over there?
No. I don't know what happened to that old red truck, but I remember he bought it brand new when we were in Circle.
When after...
He used to drive it all the way to Valdez and get supplies over the mountains. He'd be gone, and then all of a sudden he'd be back with a whole bunch of stuff. I remember that when I was 5. We only stayed up there a year and a half, I think. 2 years. Yeah, he'd come back with goodies. Of course, that's what we'd remember, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You and I.
You know, I found some really cute, to bring them down, little, like, toy dishes and things like that. I wonder if they must have been your girls. Toy tea sets and things.
Oh, yeah, I got one for Christmas, I remember. Toy tea set.
Is this a garden your mom had over here?
Sure, they had big garden. Always had a garden, my mom. She made compost. There's still a doghouse full of compost over there. We made it in that doghouse. These look like wood, huh?
These ones look like whole logs, and then this kind of looks like stacked cut wood, maybe firewood or something.
Mm-hmm. All this is wood, too, huh? Remember that long line of wood, and we weren't supposed to climb on it. This is Harold Ostrich's house. That's the one he wants to. That's the land he wanted to buy back. Yeah, look, I remember that big stack. Always like that.
Mom said that there was always 200 cords of firewood.
Really?
Every year, 200.
I wondered how much that was.
Who cut all that firewood?
My dad and my brothers. Our dad and our brothers. My brothers are big and, well, Gordon and Charlie. But my father would work my brothers like horses. Oh, he'd work them hard. Of course, I worked too. From the day I was old enough to stand on the gasoline box. I was making mashed potatoes.
Were you helping your mom out?
Yeah.
All the time?
Yeah, all the time. Taking care of the little kids like Ruthie and Charlie. I wasn't very good at it, remembering all the spankings I got for not taking good care of them, but I was the only one.
Where did your dad get all the stuff that he sold in the store? Where did he buy that from?
Gosh, I don't remember. There was a company called West Coast Company.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast Company, and he'd order groceries from there. And you can't have barge lines, would bring it in the summertime. You never had much air freight in those days. You can't have barge lines. They'd come up and down the Yukon on what they called, you know, those big steamboats. When I was a kid, they were steamboats. They changed. And he'd fill that warehouse full of food. Pop, and canned vegetable, just everything. Yeah, mostly canned food and, you know, stuff that would stay in there all winter.
Yeah, I found a lot of cans in the, you know, in the dirt here. Found lots of like circular cans, you know, like normal ones. And then ones that look like maybe the size of cocoa, maybe some coffee, maybe some Spam or ham or things like that. You remember that sort of food?
Uh-huh, Spam, yeah.
Yeah. What other kind of canned food do you remember?
I remember canned wieners, because that's what I would eat when people would eat duck. Not much for game, I never did. I'd cut, you know, I'd do the ducks, you know, pluck them, gut them, and singe them and everything, but I wouldn't eat them. So I ate wieners. I guess that's why I'm so unhealthy nowadays.
How much game meat did your family eat?
We always ate moose meat and fish. And then we'd have grayling. Remember all the grayling? When they'd have a grayling run, and Dad and my brother Glenn would go and get lots of fish. And we'd clean them, me and my sister Lorraine.
Did you have much caribou?
Mm-mm. No, we never did have much caribou.
Caribou doesn't run through this area.
Mainly because my mom didn't like it very much. And my father didn't like it very much either. They preferred the moose.
Due to the wild taste. Yeah, it has a wild taste too.
Caribou does. Mm. How about, what kind of ducks did your parents like to eat, that, and geese did they eat? Do you remember?
No, just whatever they hunted, I guess. We never ate bear, porcupine, beaver, or what was the other one? We were muskrats. We didn't eat those. Yeah.
Or rabbits.
Or rabbit. I think we did when I was small, but my mother, she, you know, grew up in a traditional way out in the woods. Trapping him. She had her own trap line when she was 10. Yeah. And she rolled her own cigarettes when she was 11.
Well.
Tobacco was a thing that the trappers used to relax with at night. Except for my father, he never used tobacco. Our dad, he never used liquor or tobacco.
So your mom, where did she grow up?
She grew up in Beaver, around Beaver area.
And that's where her trap line would have been, around Beaver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She went out in the woods with her parents. And,
so she had a dog team? And
uh-huh. She had a dog team and her own trap line at 10. I know, I couldn't imagine it, but...
Did she like to eat squirrel? Did she eat much squirrel or
no,
anything?
No, we never ate that.
Never squirrel. You know, I found some little bones in these deposits. A little bit of rabbit, a little bit of, maybe a little bit of muskrat, some other things. So do you think that those would have been from your dad or mom... like fur activity instead of eating them? Like they would have been...
Oh, my mother would eat that, muskrats and rabbits. But we didn't. We didn't eat any of it because... I think it had a lot to do with our father not wanting to eat us eating that. I remember the Indians here would be very resourceful. They were always busy. And they'd catch whitefish and dry that all summer. And sell it to my father in the store and to NC store, because people would buy that back for, other people would buy it for their dogs. And when my father would get a fresh load of that fish, and my mother would look it over and pick out the choice parts and cook it with carrots and potatoes and onions.
Did you get things like chicken or beef or pork or sort of food?
Sure, we would have all that. We'd always have turkey on birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Turkeys on birthdays.
Holidays.
And my parents would make ice cream, and we'd just all pig out. Oh, yeah. Our mother was a damn good cook. Yeah. And she taught us how to cook, too. And my brothers, they all could cook.
What were some of your favorite meals?
Baked salmon was mine. All the winter long, we ate moose soup. All summer long, we ate baked salmon. And garden vegetables.
Mm-hmm. And a huge pot of mush every morning.
Oh, yeah, mush. And my mother was she never baked white bread. It was always whole wheat bread, half white flour and half. I guess like us, half white and half brown. We always wanted white bread, I remember. We always wanted white biscuits, but we always, we always
had to eat whole wheat. From the AC store. I mean, AC store used to be, didn't it? I always wanted the raisin bread. Never got it. It was poison.
Sometimes when she wanted to give us a treat, she'd make cinnamon rolls with the bread dough. But they were brown, too, so.
Did the moose soup, was the moose cut up in small pieces down the ribs? Was that how you'd have your moose soup? Is that how she did it?
Yeah, she'd boil up the moose meat first, and then put the vegetables in. It was everything in there, bones.
And it was a kitchen stove. Was
wood stove.
Wood stove. It had oven.
Those old ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then she had a huge Dutch oven, and she put the meat in there and it simmered. On the edge there all day? Yeah, for her dinner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sounds delicious.
Yeah, she'd have a big black pot for all of us to eat. Huge. I wonder who bought that. I remember he sold out when he moved out to California. He sold a bunch of stuff from out of here.
Your dad?
Mm-hmm.
What else did he sell at the store besides groceries?
Clothes. They had they made money off of ice cream in the summertime. There was an old ice cream maker out here. Did she show you?
Uh-uh.
It was it was in pretty good shape until our brother burned it up this spring.
Mike was going
to renew it. It was a huge machine. Mm-hmm. Old-fashioned, heavy, heavy, heavy. And they made, they used to have ice cream mix that was a powder, and they'd mix it with water. My mother would mix it in the, either late at night or early in the morning,
With powdered, some kind of powdered milk. It was sweetened and it was all prepared. It was all prepared to be mixed up.
Wow.
Yeah, it was nice. Sometimes she'd make it chocolate and sometimes she'd make it strawberry. Mostly it was vanilla. And he sold cold pop in the summertime. He'd put his pop in buckets of ice, so it'd be really cold.
I'm gonna guess 7-Up and Hires root beer because I found lots of those bottles.
I remember orange pop. Yeah, I remember the 7-Up because there were 7 bubbles on the bottle.
Yeah.
I remember I counted them. No wonder they called 7-Up. There's 7 bubbles. I found out later that they tried different recipes before they got on the 7th one. That's why they called it 7-Up. It was always interesting, 7-Up, probably because my father had it. I still drink it. Diet, 7-Up.
So they sold food, canned food, and a little bit of like wild food, like fish. Did they sell other wild food or no?
He sold salmon strips. He called it squaw candy. He got it from, where my mother comes from. They have the best.
From Beaver, he'd get the salmon strips?
Uh-huh. From Beaver, he'd buy a whole bunch of it because I remember it was always sitting to the side, and hardly anybody would buy it. But I was always snitching a piece or two for that. And he called it squaw candy. I don't know if that was just his own word for it, or... Yeah, they used to have all kinds of remarks like that. I mean, squaw. He just accepted it as, that's what we are.
Could I check out the map before you go? All this area through here is where we used to play.
This picture has all the land that went to the river, too.
Mm.
The other side of Show Hall's down that way.
And then Peterson's house went to the river, too, right?
Yeah, we used to run around in the brush there. Yeah, right here. And rabbits.
Here's all, pretty much all this area is all gone.
Mm-hmm.
And our neighbor that lived across, in this house right here, there's that old school right here.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street, and there was a trail down here, and he had like a dog pound there. He had many dogs he went trapping with, right?
Yeah,
down on the river.
And this would be Myra's house right here, Don Young's house, Myra's house. And there's a road down here. My brothers and I used to go down there, and we used to fish little fishies.
Yeah.
And we used to swim right there.
Is the Yukon never warm up in the summer?
Mm. It's low right now. Kids swim down here now.
No, it's never warm.
Even on a hot day.
still cold.
Well, yeah, that's where we used to cool off.
I never noticed.
My dad sold cigarettes and tobacco and all that too.
I mean, what did the tobacco come in?
Flat cans, like you're describing, mm-hmm. about this shape and about this high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, velvet and Prince Albert.
Velvet and Prince
and
Albert.
And we used to have those old cigar boxes. We used to put our own things in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I used to have one of those.
And mine was full of smoke sticks, I remember. We used to smoke driftwood. Me and my sister, Honey Bun. I remember he sold rubber boots in the springtime, too.
Oh, she found one red one.
Maybe it was Ruthie's. I remember you had little red rubbers.
Could be.
Yeah, they were just little. I remember they had a strap around the top.
Oh, no, this one's a bigger size. Look like for a bigger kid.
But I also found something that looks like moose sinew, or maybe like moose hide, really thin or something, but kind of, it could have been the strapping for shoes. Did your mom make winter boots like that with?
Yeah. Yeah.
For you kids?
Yeah, she did. There was, they dry out moose sinew, and she called it babish. Babish? Or babish? Or I guess that was just her word for it. But it was sinew, and she'd sew with it, tear it apart after it dried, and thread the needle.
Kind of
fun.
There
was a dump. Yeah, there was a dump site around here somewhere.
I think I found it.
I thought it was behind the warehouse, but it must have been closer in.
Maybe there were a couple. I don't know. I found a couple. But if you said that was where the street was, now it goes now, right here?
Yeah, right through the warehouse.
Well, I found all of this area is a big dump site in here.
Yeah.
This is the house next door, and it's that greenhouse and the smokehouse right in front of it, Linda. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
In front of that smokehouse, about right there.
Uh-huh. And all in here is this big trash site.
Mm-hmm.
Does that seem to make sense from where you were when you were a kid?
Yeah, and my father would bulldoze it down in the spring.
Yeah. All right.
He sold what they used to delicately call feminine products. Kotex, and there was another product called M-O-D-E-S, Modest. What they do is wrap it up in brown paper, plain brown paper, and that they'd sell it like that.
Because
everybody was modest, I guess.
Yeah.
Everybody, you didn't want to know what they were buying.
Right.
So be wrapped up in plain wrapper. But we all knew it was Kotex.
Right. Because that's the only thing that came in brown paper, right?
Yeah, it was funny. I always used to wonder why they wrapped it up.
Whose house was next to your mom's house? There.
Joel Carroll. And this is the house that burned down, the one that Alan fell in the hole.
Oh.
And that's how he hurt himself. Mm. It's like somebody's building a house here.
The house was right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be,
Joe Carroll, Nathan Beaver's house. I don't know.
Unless it would have been that David Collins cabin. Because when we went to school, we walked back this way. Big guy there, right?
Mm.
You can see there's all these boats on here. Did your dad build his own boats, or where did he get his boats from?
He built them.
There's a lot, and you can see all these boats all around town, all the river boats.
I remember he painted in the springtime, painted them blue.
Why blue, do you know?
I think that was the only available paint for boats.
And that kayak out there that is still out there, that he built that too?
Oh, you mean that old Indian canoe?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, that's made by Indians.
Oh, yeah.
My grandpa probably.
One year, Walter seen it, and he said, you know, if you get some canvas, he said he could put new canvas on it. He said he used to do that when he was a kid.
Sam told me the same thing. He could fix it up. And they put canvas over it. Yeah, and paint that, and that's how you keep the water out. Let's see, what else did Daddy sell?
You were telling me about the perfume.
Oh, yeah, perfume.
What was it, Ben?
Evening in Paris. I was wishing for it. I remember our oldest sister, Mert, she'd have one. Girls just carried them around and, you know, put them on, put it back in their pocket. And I was just little and I want one. I never did have one, I don't think. When I grew up, I didn't want it anymore.
And I see that there's lots of toothbrushes and toothpaste and Listerine and stuff like that. So did he sell all that sort of health care and combs? I found a lot of combs.
I've seen that.
Maybe that sort of stuff, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, combs. And the only thing he didn't sell was liquor, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he sell hardware and nails and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember people asking for 6-penny nails, 9-penny nails, tools. Yeah. Gee, he sold everything.
You know what else I found a lot of? Eggshells. Lots and lots of eggshells. Did you have wild eggs, like goose or duck eggs, or did you have chicken eggs?
We probably had chicken eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember us ever collecting eggs. I knew people that did, though.
Mm.
Duck eggs, goose eggs.
They probably still do.
Uh-huh.
Springtime. Mm. When the birds are nesting, they probably still do eat those eggs.
But our parents didn't believe in that. She always uses it for her compost, and it's the only one that doesn't turn into dirt.
So do you guys remember eating more of canned vegetables and canned meats, or more wild food, like salmon and moose?
When it's in season, you know, like summertime, we'd have fresh stuff, but mostly in the winter it was canned food.
And your dad sold clothes, but did your mom make all your own clothes, or did you wear store-bought clothes?
Oh, she'd order for us from the catalogs. Oh. Just before school, months before school, we'd order our school clothes.
You know what? I found a number of shoes and some like sweet little children's shoes and then some big boots and stuff like men's boots and some kids' shoes.
I remember the little brown sandals my sister wore with our dresses. My mother would have a heck of a time getting us to wear a dress. We'd rather wear our brother's hand-me-down pants. Holes in the knees.
She used to make us beaded skin boots too.
Yeah.
Line of bead work. You know, trim of fur and the rest moose skin.
Wow.
With calf skin. Real fancy, too.
Oh my gosh, imagine having a pair of those now.
And
you would be.
Parkas. It's homemade parkas.
I remember one time she made my sister Honeybun and I, you know, these boots that you had to wrap around your leg and then tie it up like this, lace it up the side. And she made it for us for 4th of July. And we went out to try practicing running. We couldn't even run because the rocks hurt our feet. That was the last time she made us slippers in the summertime. But we wore them because she made them for us.
Did she do a lot of skin sewing? I do remember her doing skin sewing all winter, sort of?
Every time. Even up until she died, she was sewing. Yeah, I have lots of her stuff that's unfinished. There's a fur hat.
Did she get the furs and the skin? Did your dad trap that for her, or did she buy it from somebody else? Do you remember?
She bought most of her stuff from H.E. Goldberg Company in Anchorage. And lately, before she died, she was getting her stuff from the Raw Fur Company in Fairbanks. And Dad always bought her moose skin from Canada. So she never had to tan her own skin.
Why Canada?
I think that's where all the tanneries are.
Oh.
For moose skin, all the tanneries are in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's where she's from.
I always wonder how come people don't invest in a tannery here and tan their own moose hides, mm-hmm. but it's not feasible for them, I guess.
Do you remember where that tannery, where that was in Canada?
No, like White Horse, I don't know anything about it.
Huh. She also ordered from Donaldson.
Donaldson. H.E. Goldberg.
But that's through Anchorage. Mm-hmm. The last I know, it probably came from Canada. Must have. But she ordered it from Donaldson. It's in Mountain View in Anchorage. I took her there a few times.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, she bought moose skin there.
And did your dad do... So he did some trapping. Was that something he did early on, or did he always do trapping?
He grew up on a farm. He had a brother and two sisters. He grew up on a farm in Minnesota. And when he was about 20, 21 or something like that, he graduated high school and he stayed on the farm to help out. And then he had a falling out, according to my mother, he had a falling out with his mother, our grandma. And he took off west and never looked back and never went back.
Wow.
He went west on the rails, came up to... Seattle, and then he came up to Alaska to work in the copper mine at Kennecott.
Hmm.
And while he was there, he told Mom every day he's seen somebody get killed.
Wow.
Every single day. At least one person was killed. Sometimes up to five would die at Kennecott. So he decided mining wasn't for him. So he moved to the beaver area and started tracking.
Huh. How did he decide to move to Beaver?
Beats me. He either knew someone or there were lots of people like him that settled around there. And there was even a pair of guys, they called them the Scandinavian boys, I think it was.
Did he go up to Beaver with friends or just by himself, do you know?
He trapped all by himself on skis, but the way he got there, I have no idea. All I knew was that he got from the mine into trapping.
Wow.
And there's pictures of him with all the animals that he killed.
Wow.
Every year he had someone take a picture of him with all them. There was one picture of Mom was in there.
Huh. And so, and your mom's from Beaver, so that's where they met.
Yeah. She was only 10 when she seen him.
Hmm.
The Indians called him Crazy Ivor.
Crazy Ivor?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's just like he was, I guess.
Because he trapped on skis?
Yeah, I guess. He'd do anything. She said he could do anything. Huh. He even could dry meat.
Huh. Dear.
And made dry meat better than hers, she claimed.
Huh. Do you remember the town he was from in Minnesota? The name?
Vargas. Vargas, Minnesota. In fact, back there, my cousin wrote to me, Carol Ann, and she told me that in Vargas, Ivor is kind of a hero.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have stories of him in the local school.
Huh.
Pictures of his furs that he trapped and story about him.
That's interesting.
He was an adventurer.
And when he had you told me that he started selling things, like he was always selling things, and even before in Circle and in Beaver, and before they moved to Fort Yukon, they were selling things. Is that right?
He started a store in Beaver, and then he bought a store in Circle, and he sold that store and moved here. He bought land here first, I think, because there was a two-story house we were going to move into, and he rented it out to Dickie Carroll, and somehow Dickie Carroll had burned it up. Yeah, we were going to have that's why he built that for Mom.
Mm.
There was a two-story house there.
Where your mom's house is now, there had been a two-story house?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was supposed to be our house when we came down here. But.
And it was Dickie Carroll's house?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Dickie Carroll rented it, but he ended up accidentally burning it down. I had no idea what it looked like, because when we came, this whole land was just, nothing was on here.
It was like cleared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he put up this building and that building.
Hmm.
We lived up in the street a little ways in a rented house till it got built. And I remember when we moved down, just a big pile of stuff in the middle of the house. That was before she was even born. He moved Mom's stuff down and he didn't even put anything away. He just left it all in a big pile in the middle of the house. I remember that.
When he sold stuff, did he trade with people for furs? Like, would he give people credit? You know, if they brought in furs or fish or things like that, would he give them credit?
Lots of credit, yeah. Mm. A lot of credit. When he moved out of here, lots of people owed him money, but it's all forgiven, I guess. And he couldn't stand to see kids go hungry. He'd give food to kids. Or kids would come in the store and they'd look hungry to him. He'd give them a candy bar or something.
Ruthie, you're telling me about your fondest memories and your parents playing, your dad playing the harmonica and your mom playing guitar, and you with the vitamin jars. I found one jar that is, I want to ask you if it's a vitamin jar, because it's brown glass.
It worked.
Like, yeah? And I found it, and I thought, oh, Ruthie was shaking this.
Hey, I had two of them. They had me dance from that front door all the way to the back door. Back, you want to see how I just dance?
Yeah.
I remember he played mouth organ for Aiva, too. She would dance around you.
Mm-hmm. They just made me dance.
So there were 9 kids in the family? 9, yeah. Where are you in the lineup, Linda?
4th. Yeah. I had 2 older brothers and 1 older sister.
And then how many between you and Ruthie?
Gordon, Ralphie.
3.
Honey Bun.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Honey Bun, Gordon, and Ralphie.
And then Ruth, and then Charlie. And then Charlie's the baby.
Mm-hmm. Me and my sister were 2 years apart. Honey Bun, I call her. Her name is Lorraine. We were really close. Always together. So when white man across the street, he had a little white girl, and we used to go and play with her. One time he opened the door, told us, "It's the Dusty Twins again." I guess we were all dirty.
Did your mom's family from Beaver used to come and visit, or did you used to go and visit them, or?
Oh, she'd go take Ruthie and Charlie down in summertime.
Every summer.
Yeah, every summer.
Take her babies, go to Beaver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She'd get homesick and go down. They have the best fish down there. Oh, love their fish. In fact, I just ate some king salmon from Beaver.
Oh, king salmon.
Yeah, Jay Shiraki. Put in his fish net, and he got 2. And he brought both fish heads over, and me and Ellie and Neela sat there and ate fish heads.
What kind of games and toys and playthings do you guys remember when you were little? Apart from the vitamin shakers.
I remember we used to play Andy I over this little water house. We'd throw a ball up over there, and we'd land on the other side, and we'd say, "Andy, I over," and then we'd run to the other side before we'd get hit with a ball. And another one, we'd play buttons, buttons. You remember buttons? Mm-hmm. Dig a hole and then go like this with your buttons.
In the marbles, she found lots of marbles, too.
I also found plenty of buttons. Maybe they're from you guys playing.
Yeah, buttons and marbles.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I found marbles.
Yeah, if you were well-to-do, you had marbles, but if most of us had buttons. I remember one of my brothers cut all the buttons off his long johns. There we were sewing them back on. Me and Honey Bun.
Oh, funny. You guys and your mom lived in your mom's house. Mm. And your dad ended up staying in the back of the store most of the time.
Yeah, he had his bed right there.
And did you...
And this was all filled with store goods.
This room was all store goods?
Yeah, store room.
And, but did you, like, did you come in here all the time? Were you always in here and always in your house? And just this whole area was the yard, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah. We had a big yard. It was all fence. I'm trying to see if there's a fence there, but...
No.
Don't look like it.
You can see the poles there was.
Mm-hmm. He didn't put up his fence yet. He had a fence all the way around the property. Just some of it is still standing right out here.
Most I guess maybe a little bit of it is there, possibly. That looks like a fence line, maybe, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's Jay.
And that looks like the fence there.
Mm-hmm.
Was this his property, too?
Mm-hmm.
So what were these houses?
That's that little one that burnt down, huh? This is Hazel's house. He bought that in... Then he moved another cabin there. Somebody sold him another cabin, and he moved it there.
Oh, yeah.
He also had land in the old village. Remember that? He had a house down there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 houses, huh?
Yes, and they burnt down. He told me that, you know, we need to find out where it's at, and we need to put something on it to mark it that it belongs, you know, belongs to Dad. He said you can't just leave it just plain like that. Something has to be on it.
I thought all that land reverted to Native Village.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Oh.
And he also had land over in Birch Creek.
Mm.
Now, if you can find papers on that, and if they discover oil there.
From when his cabin,
That's where he built a cabin in Birch Creek.
And that's where Lynn was born?
That's where Glenn, he gave it to Glenn.
Mm.
And can't remember what he did with the papers. Mm. If he ever finds it and they discover oil over there, he's going to be rich.
So these houses, it looks like...
That's That's that way, him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it looks like
the old warehouse.
The fence is all along here. Mm-hmm. So did people who, other people lived in here, did your dad own these and rent them out to people? Or no,
this is where the cat house, these are cat houses. This is where the big cat was, this is where the little house was. Little cat house.
Oh, yeah,
the tractors. Cat house. The tractors.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're still back there.
Not the tractors, but the house.
The houses. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Scary to go in there, though. It looks like it's going to fall in. Who'd we used to play on top of it. I remember we weren't allowed to, but we were there.
What was this building?
That's that warehouse that's out there right now. Mm. Hey, this must be that two-story house. Okay, it's being built.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's right through here, that fence right there. And that's that old cabin that's back there. That's where J.D. told me that his parents, when they first got married, they lived there before they built. That must be that two-story. No. It seemed like it'd be further over here.
I think, Linda, you thought it might be that one, right? Because yeah, it was looks like because it. You mm-hmm. said that was
John Stevens.
Oh, that is right. You are right. Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They must have just been working on this one.
Who lived in the two-story one?
Paul Solomon.
Paul and Olive.
His family, yeah. They had five sons there.
And it looks like your dad has just barrels everywhere. So did he just, he sold a lot of fuel, huh?
Oh, yes.
I remember he gives some trappers outfits, what they call an outfit for the winter.
Uh-huh.
And he'd give it on credit. Uh-huh. And they'd come back and he'd take some of their furs and give them the rest of the money. He put a value on the fur. I guess that's what fur buyers do.
Mm-hmm.
They look it over and find all the flaws, you know, how they stretch them. There's certain ways that you can find. If they overstretch the skin to get more money, you could tell.
Mm.
And he'd look under it for that.
Who did he sell the furs to?
The fur buyer in Canada. Henry.
He did most of his business for, like, furs and skins with Canada, not with, like, Fairbanks or Anchorage. Huh?
Yeah.
Did he keep ledgers, like books about, you know, what he sold and bought?
Oh, yeah. He kept his records and did his own taxes. Paid Social Security.
Remember he had that little potty? Every time someone do their shopping, he'd put the taxes, he'd throw it in that little... Hmm?
Oh, yeah.
That,
uh-huh.
That way?
The taxes, potty.
Yeah. And every time someone made a purchase, the taxes that he took out of it, he'd throw it in that little potty.
Yeah, he had a hard time keeping track of the tax.
She found one of those little potty, plastic potty things, too. Like
yeah.
The little white one with that little handle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, when the city became incorporated, he didn't want to deal with the taxes, I remember. He was against the incorporation of the city, but they went ahead and voted it. And they're still paying 3 cents on a dollar like they did then.
Hmm.
Never went up.
How long were your parents alive? When did they pass on?
Daddy died in 1975, and Mom died in 2007. They both had cancer.
Oh, really?
His was all over, I think, but it started with the prostate. Started with the prostate, which he never got treatment for.
Mm.
He was kind of a eccentric. He didn't believe in doctors, things like that. Refused to get treatment, and so it killed him.
Mm.
And my mother, she got cancer of the liver. And didn't know she had it until she changed color. Wow. By then it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The bile from the liver made her turn kind of a orange color or yellow.
Jaundiced,
yeah.
Hmm.
And they gave her some medicine to get rid of that. Man, did she itch. She suffered, poor little mom.
And so your dad was born in 1901, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when was your mom born?
1924. August 8th.
Oh.
He's August 9th and she was September 8th.
Mm-hmm. So he just had a birthday. Mm-hmm. September 8th, wow.
Yeah, his birthday was 8-9 and hers was 9-8. 23 years apart. And she came up here to get married to him. They came up by boat. And he bought her a dress at NC. It was blue and yellow flowers. And they got married in this house I showed you where Maston Beaver lives. They got married in there. That's where the court building was too, I guess. Right there. Yeah, and her aunt, Esther, her aunt, they were 8 years apart, her and her aunt. And her aunt had married a guy named Peterson too. She married Harold Peterson. So they were both Petersons. And anyway, when they got married, Esther, she was so happy. She was laughing and wearing her little dress. And her aunt told her, quit laughing. This is serious business, you guys. You can't laugh. So she had a hard time not laughing.
You know my aunt that she's speaking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There used to be an NC store right down there in the area going towards the boat landing. And my mom used to send me down there a lot. The aunt would send me down to the NC store and to pick her a black bowl. It was 25
black
cents.
Black bowl, uh-huh.
It was just like some kind of tobacco.
Mm-hmm, black bowl.
Big chunks put in her mouth.
Yeah,
I remember that part about her.
Yeah, she chewed. I remember when we came up to Beaver.
Black bowl.
Came down from Beaver, we stayed with him for a while. And she'd have this little thick piece of star tobacco. And she'd cut a little chunk off and put it in her mouth. It's good.
This was your aunt.
Yeah, our aunt. And me and Honey Bun wanted to try it. So she gave us a little piece and we put it on our tongue. And spit it right out because it just burned.
They don't make that stuff these days.
It's pretty potent tobacco. Yeah, they both married Petersons. It was funny. Ruthie Gale always had lots of dolls she played with.
Yeah, I found it.
Name them all. Dress them, undress them. Talk to them.
I found one doll, little doll head and doll arm. Were they at all religious? Were they ever go to church or anything like that?
They were too busy for church. But we went.
They sent you?
Uh-huh. You sent us to church.
I found a little statue of Mary. The little Catholic Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And they found a little thing, a little Buddha. Yeah, I found some funny little things in the yard. You'll be amazed when you see all this stuff.
I remember our dad used to get fresh things in the wintertime too. I don't know how.
Like fresh food? Fresh vegetables?
Yeah.
Huh.
I remember he would have lettuce and things like that. Celery.
Wow.
Oranges and apples, because we'd have to eat that orange every night.
Really? An orange every night?
Yeah, he'd throw it to us older kids in the kitchen.
I found a whole bunch of little pips.
Prunes. I think he ordered it from
Plums.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah, plums.
You know, these calendars? Prunes. He ordered groceries from Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Try to get lots of calendars away. Seattle. I think he ordered lots of groceries from Seattle.
That one says uniform flowers. That's probably where he got flour.
But Seattle, I think mostly.
Mm-hmm. Mom said when they first got married, he used to order some fish from Sweden or Norway.
Did he eat a lot of canned fish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, sardines.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people used to like that stuff a lot. Huh?
Yeah.
Sardines.
It's not as good nowadays. I bought sardines and they weren't like they used to be.
All just packed in. When they go out hunting, you know.
Yeah.
I don't see anyone eat sardines anymore.
You don't see those good sardines anymore. They have big ones now in the cans. Not as tasty. Anyway, he used to send for the salt fish from Norway when they first got married.
Oh, he used to salt the fish too out in the water.
Oh, yeah, he'd salt salmon billies.
Take all the air out and he'd put it in salted water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rock salt. He just packed it in rock salt and it'd make its own liquid.
Did he sell salted fish?
No, that was strictly for our family.
Mm.
He fished all summer. Hmm. And he put it up for the winter. He'd freeze it in coffee cans. And then he'd put the bellies on salt, rock salt. Salmon bellies, they called them. And Mom would take them out and soak them overnight and cook them. It'd be a bit salty, but it'd be good.
So it sounds like you ate kind of a mix between, like, traditional native foods and traditional Scandinavian foods, huh? Sounds like you ate well, anyway.
Yeah, we did. He'd worry about, even when my sister and I went to camp, he'd worry that we weren't eating enough, even though we were just two chubby girls. And he'd bring fish down to the kids' camp. So your dad was here last night with two big salmon. Wanting to make sure we were eating, me and my sister.
Did he sell things like dishware, dishes, or household items?
Cooking pots and plates, everything. You know, there was just a little trail. There'd be so much stuff piled on each side, there would be a trail from behind the counter through here. And be stuff on both sides in cases. And he seemed to know where everything was, you know. Mm-hmm. And he'd get it from people that order it. And clothes would be stacked in this corner over here. Because I remember I'd stand there sorting them by size, you know, and putting them up. I helped him a lot in the store.
When was the store open? Was it year-round?
Yeah, year-round. And he sold wood during the winter, year-round too. And he had a big sawmill. I mean, not a big one, but, you know, maybe about in that corner from that window to the store, about that big. And he'd saw wood, big pile of wood, and there we were all kids, and we'd all be stacking wood, have wood piles all stacked up, and we'd work all day.
Must have been really busy, huh?
Yeah.
The whole family.
And then my mother would have firewood for her cook stove all winter. You remember you used to stack wood? And
yes.
Daddy would have a saw? Yeah.
Yes, we soldered with a saw.
He put that log on, zing! Yeah.
Or else Charlie and I would do the sweet saw, and we'd split the wood and fill up the wood box pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every day.
While my mom's when we got home from school, and she'll be in the kitchen doing the moose soup and stuff.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. When did your dad stop having the store? When did he
1967, he retired, right? 1967.
No, Yeah, I wasn't here.
Yeah, 1967, and he started shutting down the store, and he just had, like, going out of business sales when people would come by. And
that was 72, and you stayed in Anchorage with me. They moved to California.
Yes, and before, and until then, I noticed he started clearing lots of stuff out, and he started selling stuff that was for sale and stuff, lots of things. And that's when everything started dwindling down, pretty much.
He sold all my Elvis records, I remember. Mm.
Oh, I found some bits and pieces of record, too. Yeah.
We used to have hi-fi.
Yeah.
Hi-fi.
I had lots of Elvis. I've always been an Elvis fan ever since I was 10 years old. I had lots of records. They sold them in their sale when they left Alaska.
Did your dad sell fishing and hunting supplies and trapping supplies? Do you remember?
Probably
yeah, traps
like,
and guns.
Shells.
Ammunition.
The shells, maybe rabbit snares, and maybe snares, maybe stuff
yeah.
like that. Yeah,
traps. Mm-hmm. I remember traps. And I remember fishnets.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, maybe that was his own fishnet. Because I remember Mom
mend them?
Sewing it.
Mending them?
Yeah. It wasn't called sewing. It was just tying.
To have a piece of driftwood about that big. And that's what she used to weave to it. With.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They'd make their own nets, those Indians.
I remember these.
Oh,
sorry.
Hey, there was seven of that. That must be from like the 60s.
Yeah, remember I told you there were seven bubbles on it?
And that one's a new chick. And this must be a soda bottle.
With the patterning?
Must be some kind of soda.
It looks, the clear one with the patterning looks like a soda bottle to me as well. Oh, and this is a, got a label and a similar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mission is.
Those little ones, they look like medicine bottles.
Mm-hmm. Really good.
Did your dad sell medicine at his store?
I don't think so. Probably aspirins or something. You know? Mm-hmm.
Listerine.
This one?
Mm-hmm.
Is this clear one is Listerine?
Oh, is it Listerine? I have a few of them at home too. Mm-hmm. A little cork in it.
It's a cork in it?
That must be like root beer.
I wouldn't know what this is.
Oh, is it as medicine? It was a medicine bottle.
Could be, huh? There's something on the bottom. Guess who it's registered? Now that registered is misspelled. Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise, huh? Did your dad sell condiments at the store, like mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard?
Yes,
he did.
Yeah. Do you remember that most of the food items came in tins or jars or packages?
All the above.
All of the above, yeah.
Here's another Listerine.
Yeah, and I already got two Listerines at home.
He sold trapping supplies, right? Like traps and things. Did he sell the poison, the strychnine?
No. Mm-hmm. He did?
Remember, I told you that Mom had these beaver casters? I was just a little girl. You knew what beaver casters are. They're the testicles of a male beaver. They call them casters, and there was always hanging way up there in the warehouse. He had a shelf way up. And finally I told my mother, what are those? She said, don't talk about those. You know, but they're beaver casters. And there were a bunch of these kind of little bottles with them. And they had stuff like lures for foxes. They had urine from different, like rabbit urine, fox urine. And he sold them for, you know, you put them on the traps to attract the animals.
I heard that sometimes the trappers also used perfume.
Sure, they did. They did use all kinds of horrible things, you know, like I know my brothers used to have this plastic thing, and they would stuff fish guts and moose guts and some other nasty things into that thing, and they would use that for a scent for furs.
Just anything smelly to attract.
Real smelly. And wolverines and stuff like that, you know, I guess wolverines and mink.
That would be scary to run into something like that, in an old bottle.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Yeah.
They were. That's why they were way up, so we wouldn't touch them. Mm. And she said that he kept them around just for
maybe
posterity, I think she said.
Maybe people asked for them.
I think so.
Did your dad buy furs from people?
Yes. Yes, he did.
And you were telling me that your mom had made you boots and stuff. Did your dad go trapping to supply your mom with fur to make you kids' boots? Did he buy the fur from trappers?
He bought the fur from trappers, and sometimes he'd just buy, like my sister said, Goldberg and Company, where he'd order a whole moose skin, things like that, for my mother to make stuff for us with.
Mm-hmm. Even Donaldson's, that's an acreage in Mountain View. Donaldson's. You order like any kind of fur there from there. Mm-hmm. They ordered from like Canada.
They'd be all tanned and ready to. So
your mom didn't, when you were kids, your mom wasn't tanning her own?
She tanned beaver.
She tanned beaver and other skins like that, beaver, muskrat, marten, from marten hats. Things that she could tan, she'll tan.
Did she ever do any quill work with porcupine quills?
No, she didn't do any of that, but her mother did. And there she found out that they were quite dangerous, actually, because if they get stuck, you know, on your little kid, they tend to go inward instead of, they work their way inward. And this is what happened to one of my mother's brothers. He had a big old sore on him where a quill went in, and they didn't know until it got all infected. And I guess that was a bad memory for her, because I asked her at one time and she told me that story. They're dangerous. You know, I don't want my kids around them. But, you know, I guess if they're careful, like my sister works with them.
You could burn the ends. The
you need to clip them or something.
Do you burn it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why do you burn it instead of
clipping? Because it takes that pointed part. It just melts that pointed part. It just melts it. It's safer. And then when you use it, you could put a needle through it, and then that pointed part will be gone.
Yeah, that pointed part is sort of, I guess it's not, like my mother described, it's like it's alive.
it gets stuck on you and it'll tend to go inward. It wants to stay there, you know, like a splinter or something.
Did you guys ever eat porcupine when you were growing up?
No. No rodents. No rodents. No rodents.
No rodents. Because I found the porcupine tooth, so I wondered, you know, it could be from anything or any time, but I just wondered maybe it was from your parents or maybe you guys ate porcupine at some time. Or
maybe some visitor or someone that lived up there before. I seen people eat porcupine before. They singe it and then they cook it. They cut it up and then they cook it.
We had one in the yard one time and they all ran after it and ended up getting dead too. And Margaret Carroll singed it and ate it.
Mm-hmm.
It would just look like Pond's cold cream, but it said vanishing cream.
Vanishing cream, but it was a cream for your face or skin?
Yes. And I wasn't supposed to bother it. So therefore I was always bothering it.
Mom's.
What was it for?
Vanishing cream. It's to put on your face and
cleanser?
Something? I always wanted to use it, and then they stopped making it when I got big enough to use it.
Do you remember what kind of bottle it came? Oh, it came in the Pond's.
It was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was Pond's. One was cold cream and one was vanishing cream.
Was it the white milk glass, too? Do you remember?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And they were both in little tubs.
And the jerking solution used to be in a white container, too. It was a square bottle, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was sold in the store. Jergens, it was white. It came in a clear bottle, but it had black letters on it. It was a square one. I remember the smell because my mom used to use it every day.
Jergens lotion?
Yes.
It was a baby food jar,
little squirt, huh? Little squirt. Oh, that's an antique, huh?
Must
Gerber,
be.
Gerber.
You think that one's a baby food?
Yeah.
That little clear one?
It's a new baby. New Gerber baby now.
What about, was this your vitamin jar that used to shake around, Ruthie?
No, it was a plastic one.
Ovaltine.
This brown one is Ovaltine? Okay. How about this one? Do you remember if this was a perfume or a cologne or an aftershave? This pattern?
It'd be scary to smell it too. It looks like it's perfume.
It's got to be something like that. Aftershave, maybe cologne. This could be more lotion.
That colorless bottle with the ribs, the going up and down, you think that's lotion? Do you remember a brand it might have been?
No, I can't remember brand. It
seemed
like it would have been pink.
Same thing I thought.
Yeah.
A pink lotion inside of there?
Uh-huh.
It must have been either a thin lotion. Too.
Yeah, uh-huh, a thin lotion. Because we used to always bother mom still.
What about these sorts of jars? Do you think they had pickles?
You know what this was? This was those green olives.
Really?
Yep, that was green olives. I remember I hated this
one. Mm-hmm. Any memories from the panel jars?
This came from behind our house. Mm-hmm. This makes me think of the old show house where they used to have sugar in it. They have a tin cover.
Oh, yeah.
And then you pour it and that little thing would open and the sugar would come out. Sugar.
This one looks like yeast.
This one looks like it was yeast. Dispenser.
Uh-huh. It would have had like a metal top with a...
A metal top with a little flip on it and you pour it and sugar would come out.
Uh-huh.
That's what this reminds me of.
And you think this one, the brown one, could be yeast?
Yeast.
Or possibly...
Ovaltine?
Possibly Ovaltine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it looks like a yeast jar. She's right.
Yeah.
Did yeast come in packages as well?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's the kind mom used mostly. Yeah, use a lot of yeast to make bread. I remember she'd make bread all the time.
I think the Ovaltine was the taller bottle, and it was brown, but it was plastic, too, maybe.
Not back in these days. Plastic is a relatively new thing.
Did your mom do a lot of canning or putting food away?
She did when I was really young, but I don't remember her doing it when... I grew up. I remember one time they canned birds, geese.
Yep, they did, and moose meat, and berries,
fish.
And all kinds of stuff.
Beef.
Yep, they used to freshly cook even moose meat from dogs. You know, so they'll have olive, right?
Yeah, you just make soup. Boiled potatoes and dump the meat in there, and it's done.
Well, I have a lot of bird bones over here, so maybe that answers.
Bird bones came
came from.
The can.
And a whole other big bag of the duck. Did you eat many chopped?
Oh yeah.
Food like that?
Yeah. Once in a while, we're always going to have it, especially the chicken in the Dutch oven. I mean, that was a specialty. You know, cooking with some sisters.
So having things like pork chops or chicken was real special?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Did your dad order in that sort of food for to sell in the store?
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't eat stuff,
but we mostly ate sisters. White bread was a specialty for us.
Oh, we were never allowed white bread. I wasn't.
Yeah, you were?
It was poison. We had to eat homemade wheat bread.
This lid, I think, might fit this old canning jar. It does.
Oh, cute. That's a Tang jar. Tang is kind of those jars like that.
Came with a top off like that.
Wasn't it Tang?
Did your dad?
But I think it had a plastic part of it pulled out.
This is so cool. Mm-hmm. I've never ever seen something like that.
Did your dad sell stuff for canning? Or like the jars and things and pressure cookers and stuff?
You know what he did is he salt watered a lot of fish, but he used plastic with a plastic snap on it, like Tupperware. He used a lot of that in the salted fish.
But what about for other people like around town? Could they buy canning or salting? Could they buy salt for salting fish from him or could canning goods from him?
Oh yeah. Salt, rock salt and things like that. Fish nets, ammunition, nails, dry fish.
And here's the boat that you told me your brother used to make boats all the time.
Oh, yeah, they were.
Did your dad sell hair things? And
he sure did. Yeah. These were just rollers, huh?
Seem like it. Yeah. The perm rollers.
Seem like it. Mom did perms.
Yeah.
In her hair or for other people?
Other people.
Everyone was always getting a perm.
Mm-hmm. She was always giving out perms, home perms.
Did she do that?
They were called Tonys.
Tonys.
Yeah, Tonys.
Did she do that for her friends or did she do that for a little cash or a trade or?
Both, yeah. Just from a toy. Space signal, it says.
It was a rocket, though.
Did you guys order much from Sears and Roebuck or Montgomery Ward? Or?
Yes. Sears Roebuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we ordered from all of them.
Did your dad use that as, did he buy stuff for the store through Sears and Roebuck or Montgomery Ward?
I don't think so.
No, I got to look to Sears Roebuck catalog and I got to put a check mark by the things I wanted. Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee cup. It looks like an antique cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How big it was.
Our sister's name was Honey Bunny or something like that, and they used to give her stuff with that looked like Bugs Bunny stuff. This must be one of hers. I remember she had a Bugs Bunny bank.
Send it to her.
Look at that little thing on there. A little string.
I put a little bit of sweetener in it.
Honey Bunny. Yeah, here's another one of her stuff.
Got a lot of toothpaste. Did your dad sell a lot of toiletries?
Mostly Colgate. I mean, that's all I mostly remember.
That's Colgate.
I grew up on Colgate. Yeah, yeah.
Dental cream. I remember it used to be called dental.
And probably Pepsodent, huh? Pepsodent.
Do you remember enamel dishes being used at your house?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I remember that little something like that.
Yep.
Did your dad sell water? Things like this at the store as well?
Oh, yeah.
That would be a coffee cup there. Percolator. Hey, that's a wash basin.
Wash basin.
Did you guys eat off of enamelware? Or did you usually have ceramic plates and things?
We had all kinds of mismatched plates. A big stack of them. Because we washed them every day as girls. Yeah,
this
there was enamelware,
cool
glassware, drank out of jars.
Did either of your parents smoke?
My mother did. Our mother did.
Oh, ashtray.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Antique.
Matt Newsom made carrots. Wow.
Did your dad, do you remember him getting any produce or groceries from Alaska? I know you told me before that he had bought a lot of stuff from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and he had it shipped up here in the barge, mm-hmm. every summer.
Yeah, he'd get his fresh stuff from Fairbanks.
It could have been something he brought back from when he went out, when he was shopping.
Yeah, I remember this Matt Newsom made. We used to draw her. Try to.
Did your dad sell much fresh fruit and vegetable in the store, or was that
yes.
stuff he got mm-hmm. for you guys?
Stuff he got for most.
For
yeah.
both?
Yeah, for mostly for us family.
Mm.
And then that store is the only place I ever smelled that smell when he put the fruit and the vegetables in the cellar. And that's the only place I ever smelled that smell, that fruit and vegetables when you walk in, like a country store. Never smell that again.
Yeah, I wrote a paper on his cellar when mm-hmm. I went to college. Had the same smell you're talking about.
Where was his cellar?
Right underneath the old store. The whole thing was dug out.
Trap door, stairs, and be cases of fruit and vegetables. And it lasts too. Cool, dark place it lasts.
You know, he said that the native people usually didn't buy fresh vegetables. They just mostly bought canned food and staples like flour, sugar.
Did the cellar, could you stand up in it? Could an adult stand up in it? Or
sure.
Yeah. It was quite a deep cellar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was just as big as the store itself. When mm-hmm. you guys plugged it up, it had fallen in, so.
It's still there.
Uh-huh.
Would he have problems with it when the river would flood?
Well, not in them days.
It didn't flood.
The climate and everything has changed now, you know. A lot of people had cellars and basements, and now they can't have them. It's just like our cousin Gracie, she has a cellar, basement, I mean. And every spring she has to have a pump in there to pump it out. Hmm. That's how the land's getting. I think it's swampy now. Because we're getting tussocks in our backyard.
And that was never there before?
No, that's out in the tundra, like, you know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
Big lumps of grass. Yeah, we're getting them in our yard. The climate's changed, but everybody had cellars, and now most of them have them filled them in. Root cellars, they used to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What else would your dad store down there besides fruit and vegetables? Other store goods or mostly
clothing,
just fresh
stuff? Clothing and gas and firewood. He was a merchant, pretty much like whatever anyone needed, like even sewing material.
Could he sew beads and things, like for decoration for sewing?
I don't think so, but he's saying material, you know, so people could make parkas, probably like corduroy material. He used to make parkas out of them, and because it was thick, kind of stuff, thread, beetles.
Looks like a squeezed wine bottle, huh?
Yeah, that's what it is.
I wanted to show you some of these shoe bottoms. They're like kids' shoes. This one I thought was really sweet. A girl's sandal or something.
Mm-hmm.
That was probably our bees.
Oh, look at that.
Somebody's high heel.
Yeah.
Who wore high heels?
They're all dead. This looks like it came off of a boot, huh? Maybe it came off my go-go boots.